Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome
to all of you.
Happy to see faces. It always is. This morning, a couple of announcements that are in the bulletin. First of all, I want to apologize to those who are who needed to get in on Zoom and Facebook and YouTube last week. We just didn't get the job done. But hopefully we'll be able to solve that problem from here on out. The Wednesday, we have men's breakfast at UCC. It's a BYOB. Bring your own breakfast. And Wednesday at 6 p.m., we'll have confirmation class. And Saturday, there'll be a First Communion class. And next Sunday, we'll have several young people receiving communion for the first time. And I believe Pastor John has an announcement.
I have two announcements. First of all, my greenhouse cucumbers are doing good. So there's some on the wood table. There are about seven or eight of them. So pick one up after service if you like or need a cucumber. They're obviously the best since I grew them. And secondly, the Bell Choir is going to have a garage sale, food, whatever. On the last Friday and Saturday of this month, we're going to have it at our place, and the purpose will be to raise money for Bell so we can get a third octave for the chimes, and we're going to have half of it go to whatever we make to whatever costs for interviewing the pastor or calling the pastor. So the profits will be divided up halfway on that. Karen has gotten some money from Thrivent, and that will help with that also. So put it on your calendar, and if there's any way you'd like to help, contact Karen or Nancy, and you can start thinking about what you might contribute to the bake sale, garage sale. Karen?
It's the last weekend of September. September.
It's the last Friday and Saturday of September.
Right.
I hope I said that right.
No, you said August.
Oh, boy. I'm just a month off. Thank you.
A month and a few days. We just missed it.
Yes, I just missed it.
Okay. Are there other announcements? Then let us begin. We'll turn to the Thanksgiving for baptism. Please stand as you are able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family. Through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river, your Son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By water and your word, you claim us as daughters and sons, making us heirs of your promise and servants of all. We praise you for the gift of water that sustains life. And above all, we praise you for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. Shower us with your Spirit and renew our lives with your forgiveness, grace, and love. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Jesus, still lead on. Number 625, 4 in the red book, and I believe it's in your bulletin even.
Till our rest be one, and all the
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, we thank you for your Son, who chose the path of suffering for the sake of the world. Humble us by his example, point us to the path of obedience, and give us strength to follow your commands, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The first reading is from the 15th chapter of Jeremiah. Jeremiah's delight in the word of the Lord is contradicted by the heaviness of God's hand upon him and God's seeming unfaithfulness. God's tough love to Jeremiah says that if he repents, he'll be allowed to continue in his strenuous ministry. Jeremiah is strengthened by the simple words, "I am with you." O Lord, you know, remember me and visit me, and bring down retribution for me on my persecutors. In your forbearance, do not take me away. Know that on your account I suffer insult. Your words were found, and I ate them. And your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. I did not sit in the company of merrymakers, nor did I rejoice. Under the weight of your hand I sat alone, for you have filled me with indignation. Why is my pain unceasing, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? Truly you are to me like a deceitful brook, like waters that fail. Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you turn back, I will take you back, and you shall stand before me. If you utter what is precious and not what is worthless, you shall serve as my mouth. It is they who will turn to you, not you who will turn to them. And I will make you to this people a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail over you. For I am with you to save you and deliver you, says the Lord. I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked, and redeem you from the grasp of the ruthless. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Let us read Psalm 26 responsibly. Give judgment for me, O Lord, for I have lived with integrity. I have trusted in the Lord and have not faltered.
Test me, O Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind.
For your steadfast love is before my eyes. I have walked faithfully with you.
I have not sent out the worthless, nor do I consort with the deceitful.
I have hated the company of evildoers. I will not sit down with the wicked.
I will wash my hands in innocence, O Lord, that I may go in procession round your altar.
Singing aloud a song of thanksgiving and recounting all your wonderful deeds.
Lord, I love the house in which you dwell, and the place where your glory abides.
The second reading is from the 12th chapter of Romans. Paul presents benchmarks for faithful relationships with Christians and non-Christians. Love is the unflagging standard of our behavior. When we encounter evil, we do not resort to its tactics, but we seek to overcome it with good. While Christians cannot control the actions and attitudes of others, we seek to live at peace with all people. Let love be genuine, hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection, outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal, but ardent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoice in hope, be patient in suffering, preserve in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, and associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of it all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourself, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. No, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If They are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Word of God, word of life.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
From that time on, after Peter confessed that Jesus was the Messiah, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you. But he turned to Peter and said, Get behind me, Satan. You're a stumbling block to me. You're setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. Then Jesus told his disciples, If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what has been done. Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
You may be seated. Last week, we went to the base of Mount Hermon, the highest mountain in Israel, to a place called Caesarea Philippi, which was the center of the worship of the god Pan, the goat god. And there we saw the big, beautiful temple to Pan, and underneath the cave, which they referred to as the gates of hell. And around the outside of this great temple area were lots of little altars to all the different gods. And it's at this place that Jesus asks the question, Who do you say that I am? And of course, Simon says, Well, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, Well done, Peter. He pats him on the back and he says, You are Petros. You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Now, Jesus is telling him something really great that's happening at this very moment. And then, almost in the next breath, Jesus begins to tell them what's going to happen. In the days ahead, he said, I'm going to have to go to Jerusalem and there suffer great things, be killed, and then on the third day rise again. Now, Peter has heard, go to Jerusalem, he's okay with that. And then he hears, suffer great things, and then be killed. That's where his hearing stops. He doesn't hear the rest of it yet. He'll get to that point. But right now, he is petrified. This one whom he says is the Messiah is going to suffer and die. No, God forbid it, he says. And now, when he is patted on the back by Jesus, and Jesus says, Well done, you are Peter, you on this rock I will build my church. Peter is in seventh heaven. Can you just see him strutting around there like, ha ha, I got the right answer. You guys didn't. I got the right answer. Now, in the next breath, Jesus says, "Get behind me, Satan." Now, as high as he was before, he has to be plummeted to the bottom. He goes from being a rock to being Satan. Wow! What a drop! What's it all about? Dietrich Bonhoeffer, in a book called The Cost of Discipleship, says that there are two ways of looking at grace. One is cheap grace. It's one that doesn't take anything out of us. One that says, Jesus did it all for us. I don't have to do anything. I can get by and live my life the way I want to. The other is expensive grace. Costly grace. Grace which says, yes, Jesus did it all for me, but I need to do something to say thank you, Lord. In fact, what Jesus says in the next breath is, if anyone wants to be my follower, let him take up his cross and follow me. Whoa. That's not easy. That's expensive grace. That's what we're being called to. To take up our cross and follow Jesus. To do, not just to accept grace as something that we get free and with no obligation. This requires the cross. Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote about this while he was in prison, in a Nazi prison, sometime before he was executed. I think he was executed like the day before the liberation of that prison. A sad story, but true. He knew what the cost of discipleship was, and he was willing to suffer it. And others in the whole process are the same way. St. Paul talks about how it's important that we transform ourselves by the love of God, that the love of God calls us not just to accept what is, but to bring about a change within us. There were some kids who were having a birthday party, and they were having a contest to see who could make one of these transformers. You know what a transformer is? Kids do, don't you? You know what the transformers are? They're sometimes they look like little robots, and they you can bend and twist and turn things, and all at once they can become a car, or they could become a jet or something of that nature. One little kid has been working with his, and he is really frustrated, and pretty soon he says, "Wouldn't you know it, I get a transformer that won't transform." Do you ever think that may be God's feeling about us? I've got all these people, and I want them to transform, I want them to change, but they won't transform. That was the problem Israel had when Jeremiah is writing. They're a nation who have become so wrapped up in what's in it for me that they forget what's in it or what it's supposed to be about for the poor, the homeless, the refugee, the people who don't have any control or any power. And Jeremiah warns that if they don't listen to the word of God, to the voice of God, instead of their own voices telling them, get while the getting is good, there are going to be prices to pay. They need to transform their lives as Paul has told us to do. Transform our lives so that we become one with God, one with our Father. Mahatma Gandhi was a man of peace. He walked the way of peace. He talked peace. In fact, I would say that he, more than anybody else, kind of got in the back of my head when I was thinking, when I was writing my books, because the theme for mine is violence begets violence, peace begets peace. I've been hearing a lot about that, even in the news these days, when they're talking about the riots. But he was a man of peace. And if you know the story, in 1948, this man of peace was assassinated by a bullet. Someone who didn't want that kind of peace, who wanted their own way. In fact, George Bernard Shaw commented on that and said, that just goes to show it doesn't help to be too good. Well, it doesn't. Sometimes there's a cost to pay, the high cost of being a disciple of Jesus. He calls us to be his own so that we too can be the followers who take up our cross and follow him. Jesus, in fact, that's part of Peter's problem. He doesn't think that Jesus suffering and dying are worth the cost. He doesn't want Jesus to have to pay that cost. But Jesus knows what his mission is, and he calls people to be a part of his mission. In your bulletin, you'll see a song sheet I put in there. As Paul calls us to love what is right, our Savior calls us to be God's hands in the world. Next, 2 weeks from now, we're going to celebrate God's hands, God's work, our hands. Okay, get it straight. It's in there. So, let's try to sing this together. You can sing along as you catch on. Our Savior has taught us to worship the Lord, to love God above all and neighbor as self. Our Savior has taught us to live in His Word, to worship, proclaim all the good news of grace. So growing in faith, we will serve as God's hands. Our eyes see the pain and distress of the poor. Our ears hear the cries of the homeless and hurt. Feet follow Jesus wherever He leads, to serve as His servants with hearts full of love, to welcome the stranger as friends of the Lord. Our hands doing God's work, our voices singing praise, our hearts beating rhythms of joyful refrain, our lives lived in harmony, touched by the grace, as we share His love in the bread and the wine, receiving the Christ living now in our hearts. Our Savior has taught us to worship the Lord, to love God above all and neighbor as self. Our Savior has taught us to live in His Word, to worship, proclaim all the good news of grace. So growing in faith, we will serve as God's hand. So, 2 weeks from today, three young people, and they're all here today. Jason, Adam, and Grace will confirm their faith. They will commit their lives to Jesus Christ to serve as His hands. And I encourage every member of the congregation to join us in making the same commitment they make again. For some of you, it may have been 100 years ago before you, since you made it. I know some of us. But most of us have, it's not that long ago that we can't remember standing up there and being as nervous as a cat on a hot tin roof, is what they say. But we have the opportunity to recommit ourselves to what God calls us to be, His body in the world. That's the good news. So may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Let's join now in singing, "Blessed be the tie that binds." Church on divine things. Grant us trust in you that we lose our lives for the sake of Christ and thereby discover joy in life through him. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of wonder, the earth is yours and all that is in it. Heal your creation and give us eyes to see the world as you do. As the seasons change, pattern the rhythm of our lives in harmony with all creation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
God of all nations, you call us to live peaceably with all. Give us ears to hear one another, even those we name as enemies. Fill all leaders with mercy and understanding, that they advocate and genuinely care for those who are poor and the most vulnerable in their communities. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of salvation, you promised to deliver us. Give those who suffer a strong sense of your presence and love. Accompany those who are uncertain. Raise the spirits of those who are despairing and heal the sick. We pray especially for Vicki Martin, Bob Miller, and others we name in our hearts before you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of community, you call us to rejoice in hope, be patient in suffering, and persevere in prayer. Make our congregation a workshop of your love. When we quarrel, bring reconciliation. Help us overcome evil with good. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
our prayer. We pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to work through our joint call committee collectively and through each member individually. We pray that the Spirit will move and work through Mark and Sarah as they seek candidates for our fellowship ministry. We pray that the Spirit will move in the hearts of those potential candidates as well. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of all grace, you give us everlasting life. In love, we recall your holy ones who now live in your undying light. In our remembering, give us a foretaste of the feast to come. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In the certain hope that nothing can separate us from your love, we offer these prayers to you through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated. We thank you for sending your offering or bringing them to church or doing it online. Both have been very helpful. Let us join together in singing the offertory, Create in Me.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away.
Son of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hymn number 790, Day by Day.
Day, your mercy.
share the good news.
Thanks be to God.
Yeah.